This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And for the past several times, we've been considering the question, suppose Jesus came to your home and told you face to face, thus and so, how would you react? We've considered a number of matters already along this line. We hope that you have heard them and have been considering them in the light of the teaching of your own Bible. And I would like to urge you to have your Bible handy, to turn and read the passages to which I refer, and to be as noble and honorable as were the people of Berea, as we read about in Acts 17 and 11, when they searched the Scriptures daily to see if what Paul had taught them was so. Now today, let us suppose that Jesus comes into your home, sits down in the comfort of your living room, engages you in conversation, and then tells you that the church is his body, that he bought it with his own blood, and that since no one can be saved without the blood of Christ, that no one can be saved without being in what he bought with that blood. Suppose he made it clear to you that the church he bought is one church. There is one body, just as there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and even one God. What would you do? Suppose Jesus came and told you that, face to face, talking with you, with all the fervor of his being. How would you react? Oh, you say, if the Lord came and told me that, I would certainly accept it. I would not say, oh, Lord, that's just your idea, or that seems to be a narrow-minded viewpoint. But I would say, Lord, I want to do what you want me to do. But I wonder. The Bible makes clear that the way we react to the Bible is the way we react to God. As Abraham said to the rich man, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rise from the dead. And so we might well conclude that if you will not hear what Jesus has said in the Bible, you would not hear him if he came and spoke to you face to face. The Lord already has said as much as I have considered here a moment ago, that is, that he has purchased the church with his blood, that it is his body, that it is the body of saved people, and that it possesses the quality of being unified, that is, that it is one body and not many. Let us note in the Bible and see if these things are so. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the elders of the Lord's church in the city of Ephesus. And he says to them, take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood. Now we know from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, that apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. But the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4. However, in spite of the fact that the blood of animals cannot save us from sin, the blood of Christ can. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 tells us that we have redemption, that is, deliverance from our sins through his blood. Further, in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him. And so you see, we're justified by the blood of Christ. We're redeemed or delivered from sin by the blood of Christ. And so we cannot be saved without his blood, and yet all of his blood went into the purchase of the church. If I were to spend $100 for a suit, there is only one way I can get the benefit of that money, and that is to wear the suit. I've got to be in it. And so it is, since Jesus bought the church with his blood, the only way I can become a beneficiary of the shed blood of Christ is to be in what he has bought with it, to be a part of it. In short, to be myself blood purchased. But one cannot be blood purchased unless he is in what Christ bought with his blood, and that is the church. Just so it is that Paul makes clear that Christ cleansed the church by the washing of water with the word. And that simply means that members of the church are those who have obeyed the one baptism to which Paul refers in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, and which Peter commanded in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Please be with us next time as we continue this very important study.